flame retardants on clothes, couches, computers, and other products are generally regarded as reducing deaths and injuries caused by fires. But the compound traditionally found in retardants, polybrominated diphenyl ethers, has found its way into many water bodies and even into women's breast milk. A few years ago, after concerns about the compound being linked to neurological, hormone, and cancer issues in wildlife, makers of PBDEs began to phase out some types of it. A recent update of a long-running study of herring gull eggs around the Great Lakes has found that levels of the phased-out chemicals have been dropping. But research scientist Robert Letcher of the government agency Environment Canada says there's also bad news.
Flame retardants that are replacing them commercially are starting to show up in the gulls as an indicator species. And if, for example, there's this replacement flame retardant called Deca-BDE, that's what we're seeing going up. We're seeing other compounds like another called hexabromocyclododecane. That's a mouthful.
Letcher says researchers aren't sure how the new compounds are affecting the gulls, conceding that gull populations are quite large. But he says there could be long-term health issues for both wildlife and humans. Letcher says scientists hope to collect data on where else the new flame retardant compounds are being detected in North America. Letcher spoke at an environmental toxicologist conference taking place this week in Milwaukee. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.